episode of Calm, Cool, and Connected is brought to you by Bridgeside Medical Clinic, Chesapeake Integrated Behavioral Healthcare, and Edgar Casey's ARE.
Now more than ever, we have an opportunity to be a positive force in the world, to help heal the divide, to treat each other and ourselves with respect. But with so many tools out there, from meditation to physical training, proper nutrition, therapy, and so many others, we all need a little help navigating all the options. Join us as we share in-depth information, insights, and thought-provoking discussions that will help answer your questions about how to stay calm, cool, and connected during these times. Welcome to Calm, Cool, and Connected, your guidebook to peace of mind.
Hello, and welcome to Calm, Cool, and Connected. I'm your host, Dr. Elizabeth Bedrick. We spend a lot of time in our society talking about perfectionism, self-acceptance, and truly learning to give ourselves space and grace to be humans. And while this is all absolutely necessary and so important to focus on this self-acceptance, there is also times when it's appropriate to challenge ourselves and to work to really improve our performance. There's so much room for the and here. I'm doing the best that I can, and I can work to do better. Our next guest, Brendan Eisenhut, is a performance coach and is here to talk to us about some barriers to personal performance, as well as some ideas on how we can improve. So hi, Brendan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. I'm excited to talk with you. Tell us a little bit about your story, your little bit about what you do in the field and your work with clients.
Yeah, so I'm a mental performance coach, and I work with individual and team clients to help them to overcome barriers, psychological barriers to performance, and help them train their brains to perform at higher levels, to work with them and not against them.
That's really cool. How did you get into this profession? What drew your interest to that?
Yeah, so I actually found an online performance psychology program when I played water polo in high school. I had a little bit of a mindset crisis one year where I was just getting down on myself a lot, getting really into my head. And yeah, found performance psychology online and started applying the principles. And as I did that, it just made a huge difference for me. And I went from, I was always on the bench that season. By the next season, I was a starter on the team. It just changed everything. And it's changed every aspect of my life. I love that performance psychology can apply to any aspect of our lives, whether it's in our, you know, relationships and sports and business and whatever we do.
Yeah, that's such a great point. Performance truly does show up everywhere. How would you define performance? So when you start working with clients, like, how do you describe this is performance and this is what we're working to improve?
Yeah, so performance is achieving the results that we want. But I think even beyond that, it's figuring out beforehand that the results that we're going to be working toward are the ones that are going to be the most fulfilling and meaningful for us. Mm. So one thing that I love that Stephen Covey talks about in 7 Habits of Highly Effective People is that if we're climbing up a ladder and that ladder is leaning against a wall that is actually not leading to fulfillment or what we ultimately want in life, it doesn't matter how fast we climb that ladder because it's just not getting us to where we want to be. So performance is figuring out what we ultimately truly want, what's going to be most fulfilling for us in this life, and figuring out how to get there effectively.
I love that. That is such a good point because especially in our hustle society, right? Everyone is just constantly working, trying to get to this next level. Which is why I do think, as I mentioned in the intro, there is such a focus on perfectionism and on self-acceptance because our society is so focused on performance. But to your point, we're so focused on performance and achievement, but not necessarily to the place of fulfillment or to the place of passion or something that really is meaningful to us. Or do you see that a lot with your clients?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely see people sometimes emphasize one area of their life to the detriment of other areas, especially, you know, there's a lot of people really successful in business, for example, highly successful, who are really dissatisfied and unfulfilled and stressed in life because they've neglected their families, their health, all sorts of other things. So yeah, it really is about figuring out, is pushing myself to achieve something, is that ultimately going to lead me to happiness? And am I working toward all the things that will give me a rounded and happy life?
Yeah, great point. And when clients come in and you start to notice that maybe that imbalance or over-focusing on one area versus the other, how do you address that? Where do you start with that with your clients?
Yeah, I think a great place to start is kind of from the end of your life, looking back, thinking about when I'm at the end of my life, what do I want to have done? What do I want my memories to be? And, you know, it's like if I had at my funeral, what would people be saying about me? Would it just be that I was successful in this one area of my life? Or what areas was I successful in? I think it really does start with having the end in mind, looking back and figuring out all the different areas.
Yeah, that's such a great point. That one of an activity that I do with my clients is I have them reflect back on what is some advice, you know, depending on what age they are, what is some advice they would give to themselves 10 or 20 years ago? And then I have them reflect forward. So if they're 10 or 20 years older, what is some advice that that person would likely give to them currently? Which is when we see the parallel between, you know, there, as you're describing, being overly focused on one area or not really pursuing passion, that really brings that insight to people that if in 20 years from now, they're still doing the same thing, that would be really disappointing. And so it sounds like you're doing it from the reverse of where do you want to be in 20 years from now?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think both approaches are really good. I think that's
what I love it.
Do.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me, what are some barriers that you see when you start working with clients? What are some barriers to performance that you start recognizing right away?
Yeah, two big barriers that I see are limiting self-labels, which is labeling ourselves in a way that limits our potential, and getting down on ourselves for making mistakes.
Okay.
So limiting self-labels can be things like, I'm a bad athlete, or I'm an average athlete, or I'm not successful in business, or I'm not healthy, whatever it is. It's not just that this is what's happening in the right here and right now. This is how I'm currently performing. It's this is something that I've taken into my identity, so I don't see a way to overcome it. Because it's okay to recognize that maybe we're not performing at the level that we want to right now. But I see it as part of who we are. Like, I just am this person. It can be really hard to reach for higher levels of performance.
Absolutely, because we are what we believe we are. So that is a great point. How do you address that? So somebody comes in and you see these limiting beliefs, and where do you go with that?
So I think a really good place to start is figuring out your ideal self, the person that you want to become, because if you can figure out who you want to become, you can start to believe that you can become that.
Sure.
A lot of times it really just comes down to that you've never even thought about who you could become or who you want to become.
Right.
So when you start to think about my ideal self, the person that I would like to become, then you can think about the actions that you can take to become that person. You can think about, what's this person like? What attributes do they have? What characteristics do they have? What skills do they have? How do they interact with people? All sorts of things. And how can I start acting like this person now and working to develop the attributes that they have? It's a simple thing that can really break you out of, I am this limited person, if you start working toward becoming somebody else.
And so the activities that you give to your clients to do, is it all very unique and individual based on who they're wanting to be, who they're wanting to become?
Yeah, everything is personalized to what you as an individual client want to achieve and want to become. I think the clients need to be the drivers of their destiny and their progress. And I just kind of help them along the way.
Absolutely. So for our audience listening right now, if you could give one piece of information to them to help them to start getting on the path to improve performance, not to put you on the spot, but what might that one piece of information be?
Yeah, I think I would say embrace the process of improvement, because when we don't do that, when we expect ourselves to be at some level right now and we can't accept ourselves until we reach some certain level, all we're going to do is be getting down on ourselves. So embrace the process. Embrace that the process of improvement and imperfection in that process is normal. It's a universal aspect of the human experience. And as you just keep pushing forward, you'll become better. It's just how it works.
So give yourself the space and grace to be human is what I hear you're saying.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. All right. Where can our viewers find you? Where can they learn more about you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, Brennan Eisenhut. You can find me on LinkedIn. I have a website, BrennanEisenhut.com. Those are the best places. Look me up there. You can email me at BrennanEisenhut@gmail.com as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being here, Brennan. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it too.
And thank you all for tuning into this episode of Calm, Cool, and Connected. Please make sure to find us on Facebook and Instagram, and also make sure to rate and subscribe to our podcast so that others can discover our content as well. Thank you again for joining us on this episode of Calm, Cool, and Connected.